Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No Jumper, we back, man. I got my boy AD with me. I got my boy Juanito, you know what I'm saying? Backpack Boys, man. How you doing, my brother?
Man, no complaints at all, man. Appreciate y'all having me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out No Jumper. You know what I mean? Shout out my boy Brandon for making it happen.
BT.
Connecting dots, you know what I mean?
Sir.
He been doing that ever since I met him, so shout out. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, shout out my boy. He has been moving. He had to really remind me, too, of where he knew me, too. Like, no, I know you, too. We was going doing it the whole little thing, you know. But when you in the industry, you be moving fast as hell. Niggas be forgetting shit. You feel me? But, yeah, man, Backpack Boys, man, a lot of people out here, especially the younger generation, man, want to know everything about you from start to finish and how you did it, man, because it's definitely inspirational.
Come on, I'm here to tell you.
Yes, sir, man. Like, just the whole brand and everything you know what I'm saying, you guys are doing, you know what I'm saying, from packaging, like how you guys are moving around, like, and just look, just the image just now, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see, you know what I'm saying, like, owners, like, I don't want to say, you know what I'm saying, what, marijuana, can I say that?
Nigga, yeah.
Oh, okay, I don't want to get demonetized. You know what I'm saying? You know, niggas be sensitive about weed. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I don't see marijuana owners. You know what I'm saying? Moving around, you're swaggy like that. You feel me? Like, tell them about it, man.
Nah, well, in a nutshell, homie, like, I eat, sleep, shit, and breathe this my whole life. Like, this ain't no fake behind this. I do this. This is my passion. Like, you know what I mean? As far as with the branding and all that. Keeping 100 with you, bro, I never would have thought that it would have. I knew it was gonna be okay. You know what I mean? But I would have never thought that it was gonna be here. I'd be talking to y'all. It would have did what it did for not only for me, but for the people around me that I love and shit like that. Even motherfuckers I don't know. You feel me?
True,
like,
shit.
You know what I mean? So that's really what I get off on the most. I would have never thought. But now that it is what it is, I'm going to try to keep the flame going as long as I can and as hard as I can.
Ain't try. You're going to do it, man. You're going to keep this shit moving.
You feel me?
No, but, you know, for people like me, too, I wish I was sitting in your chair and it happened for me like that. Because I tried to start a little brand, you know what I'm saying? It was called Sticky Packs. I'm like, this shit.
That shit was trash.
Yeah. I'm not lying to you, bro. Right?
They caught on here.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, no, we fuck around. You say what?
It was, but saying? I was trying to do that shit. You know, at first, you know, you buy the, you do the shit, buy the pound, start on weed maps, and then I figured out you gotta, you know what I'm saying, you gotta buy like the ads and shit like that. It's a lot of competition on there, like, and it's a whole bunch of things that you're gonna run into. You know what I'm saying? It's a brick wall every motherfucking step of the way, and them brick walls was crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially weed maps with the homie delivering and what you gotta watch out for, what you gotta do and shit like that, and just the competition with the other bigger weed brands and motherfuckers blocking you out, like. How did you know, get around that shit?
All right, so I hear what you're saying, but all right, so first off, I was born in the 80s, right? But I'm an 83 child. So all this new shit that's going around now, when I was really coming up and had to really figure out for myself, I didn't have these resources that I got now. You know what I mean? So when I got a little bit older and I started doing what I was doing when this shit first started, I ain't gonna lie, homie, like, they used to tell me all the time, like, yo, get on Weed Maps, get on this, get on that. And I look at them like they crazy. Like, I'm supposed to go and pay you. I got to pay you to try to get me some customers? fuck out of here.
Don't sound right.
Fuck out of here, bro. Like, I'm from an era where I really had to go and talk to people, and I really had to go rub elbows with motherfuckers. So that ain't nothing that I'm scared of, you know what I mean? So I would use, instead of using that money to go do that, I'm going and grabbing more product. I'm going and putting where I feel it really needed to be done. So I feel a lot of the time, like, people nowadays is different. Like, sometimes you got to kind of do it now if you want to kind of separate the men from the boys type shit. It has to be done. But at this time, that wasn't even a thought in my head, bro. And I didn't even at one time even give a fuck to use the elevator.
Yeah, because tell me, how did you initially start? Like, where did you start from?
So basically, I was involved in other things at the time. Long story short with that, and I started developing a conscience for certain things. And at the time, I was a parolee. I had some of my homies and some other cats that I knew that was on parole as well. I see them with this is at Prop 215 time.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, they got Prop 215 delivery services, and they telling me, like, yo, like, I see them with their whole setup, and I'm like, yo, y'all ain't getting in trouble for this shit? Like, it ain't no
problem. So you weren't selling nickel and dime bags when you was little?
I mean, when I was little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, you know what I mean? So I'm seeing them do this. You know what I mean? I start developing a conscience for what I was doing up at the time. And I just knew that it wasn't the time for that no more. You know what I mean? My window had closed, and it was time to get out. So I fucking, I wanted to do weed, bro, because weed's always been my passion, shit like that. And I seen kind of where the laws and the leniency was kind of going. So yeah, bro, I started inquiring. They tell me they went to a lawyer, and the next thing you know, they gave a lawyer some bread. He's giving them some papers that they got a Prop 215 delivery service. I'm like, what? Like, I can do that? And then my parole officer ain't tripping on me. Like, what's up? Like that. And so, bro, long story short, bro, it was really like that. Everything that these motherfuckers said, it was for real. Like, it was really like that. And so I went ahead and did that. And
yeah, you said your parole officer, you did some time?
Yeah, I did time a few different. I had a few, like you said, bumps in the road. I had my fair share, bro. You know what I mean? I don't, obviously, like, at one point in time, I used to try to glorify those bumps in the road. And I used to think that was a cool thing to do. But now, you know what I mean? I just try to step, you know what I mean, knowing what the bumps in the road were in the past and just try to, you know what I mean, improve.
It made you who you were, though.
Straight I up. Mean, yeah, you could tell us some stories. I mean, because this kid's out there, you know, even, you know what I'm saying, old niggas, you know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers need motivation like that because they definitely can identify with you, you feel me? Like, you one of the motherfuckers that we can identify with. We can't identify with the corporate motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Like, you the nigga that's a get out of jail, parole, nigga find a way, do his thing. Like, we need to know those fucking stories because people, like, out here, like, be finna give up, you know what I'm saying? Can't find a way.
Yeah, nah. My first time ever going to the hall, I mean, was behind some weed. First time I had my mom's called the cops on me because she flushed my weed because I didn't want to go to church.
Yeah, damn.
Flushed my weed. I was pissed. I wasn't even probably about to do shit, bro, but she seen me leave the house with the toast, and she called the rollers on me. Next thing you know, my uncle pull up on me like, yo, get in the car. I'm like, what? And he like, yo, get in the car. And so I'm already knowing what he's talking about. I hop in, but when we pull back up to the crib, they're already there waiting for me. You feel me? That was my first kind of run in, like, as far as...
So mom's called the police?
Yeah, mom's did.
Oh,
mom's dead. And so that's why now, bro, because this funds my mom. My mom is one of my number one employees, you know what I mean? So now I be bullshitting with her. Like,
hey,
yo,
you gotta get her now.
Oh, my God.
You gotta get her now.
So mom's put you down.
Yeah, mom's put me down.
And now she working for you.
My first 4 weeks in the hall was because of mom's, and then my first 2 months on house arrest was because of mom's. The first times mom's ever had to deal with her house getting shook the fuck up was technically because of you, you know, but yeah, bro. And then from there, like, you know, on some knucklehead shit, getting some dumb shit, going to the county back and forth. My first prison term was in 06. I have an F number at the time. You know what I mean? F numbers was the newbies. And now I hear these new CDC numbers they got now. And I'm like, what? AAA, double this, double that. And it's crazy. But yeah, bro, like, I have my fair share of bumps and bruises, you know what I mean? And I'm here. You feel me? Like, I knew though that shit wasn't gonna stop me, and I knew ultimately at the time I didn't understand what was going on, but now I understand.
Yeah, when did you feel like, you know what, this is it, and this shit about to blow?
When I really kind of started getting an idea. I never knew 100% like that it was going to. I just knew I was gonna do everything that I needed to do to make that happen, and I knew the people around me were willing to do the same. But I would say like around like 19, homie, like 19. Early 20 is when, like, me and my boy Justin, that's up over there right now, me and this fool looking like, yo, we got something, bro. Like, we got something. And we never try to forget that shit as far as in the sense of that feeling. Like, I don't never try to let shit change it, bro. Like, sometimes it could look a little sweet, but it could turn salty quick. You feel me? And I always try to keep that in mind because I ain't gonna lie, one time when one of them bumps in the road that we was just talking about happened, it was sweet. It was extra sweet on me. And then the next day, drunk, did some dumb shit. And then woke up like, yo, like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? Didn't remember why I was up in there, no shit like that. And that was 18 months of my life. You know what I mean? And
blacked out.
Yeah. I mean, I remember a little bit, but like, what really? Nah, I don't remember getting arrested. I just woke up in intake.
Can we talk about the situation? Are you like?
Nah, like, bro, I had just got back from North Dakota. My cousin, rest in peace at the time, had a football scholarship. And he had been telling me like, yo, come up out here. Like, it's good up out here. And I ended up taking him up on that, went out there. And it was good. And it was good. You know what I mean? Everything was exactly what he said it was, bro. And I came back. I was happy. You feel me? Everything worked according to plan. Came back. Wanted to celebrate. Went out with my boy. Started it off. I should have knew, though, bro. I started the night off with an old English 800 high gravity.
Oh, my God. Old English don't even sound great.
This story already fucked up. Yeah. I see where this is going.
That shit is fucked
up. I'm just trying
up.
To make sure the homie ain't wake up butt naked in the chicken coop. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean? So, yeah, so I started the night off with a high gravity 800. And from there, bro, we went to the bottles from there. And like I said, bro, all of a sudden I thought I was in the OK Corral, homie. Like, I was your 70 Sam. I'm walking out the bar like, like literally, bro, like literally walking through going through the roof, going through the awning, like, you feel me? Driving down the street. My boy's driving down the street. And like, I'm hitting stop signs. Hitting stop sign. And next thing you know, bro, like, I do it one more time, and he look at me. He like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, what? He like, yo, the rollers is right behind us.
Oh.
But I'm already knowing, like, they seeing me, right? I'm already knowing this. I'm aware of that. And so, bro, I look at this fool. I said, yeah, they body. He said, yeah. Bro, I threw the banger in the back of the car. I said, get ready to go to jail, fool. I was like, get ready to go to jail. Boom. And then from there, I remember getting ripped out the car, but from there, I don't remember. I woke up in intake. And then I woke up, but I was in intake for like 2 hours, and I see the homie across the thing.
He was mad as a motherfucker.
I'm like, yo, Booba, I was good, bro. He's like, hell no. He was hella mad. But I already knew, though, bro, because they seen me. Like, they OR'd him right away. Yeah, I mean, he did end up getting a DUI, and my bad, homie. but yeah, that happened, and yeah, bro. So that's how that story went. But I don't think I got too many stories, but I ended up good when I started it off with a high gravity or not even a high gravity, just a regular OE.
But just why you in your time in prison? Are you like thinking like, you know what, I'm finna get out and I'm finna go crazy with this and that? Or you didn't have a plan?
No. So at that point in time, I still was kind of discovering shit. But I got out, did like another three violations. I got out, did another three violations, and then my last time paroling was in 08, October 5th of 08. I got out, and then from there, I didn't really know what the fuck I was gonna do, bro. But really what happened was I went to a homeboy's house. There was a friend of a friend. I didn't know this cat, but he was talking about this MMA shit that he did. He was talking about this MMA shit that he did. And I've always been into that, bro. I used to box when I was a teenager. I was into UFCs from the jump. And I was into all that shit. So I'm seeing this motherfucker talk all this shit. And he looked like a dork to me. But all my homeboys that I really respected was like giving it up to him. So I was like, yo, like, okay, maybe he's pretty dope.
You know, kicking some ass.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And yeah, so then I'm seeing this cat and I'm listening to how he's talking. I'm looking at body language and I'm just like, yo, if he was good, then bro, I could be real good. You know what I mean? So then I started inquiring. I asked him about what it was, like what he was doing, where I got to go. He looked at me, kind of laughed at me. And now I know why, because, you know what I mean, I've been doing this shit 15 years. So now people always say they're going to do something, but they don't do it when it comes to this. You know what I mean? But long story short, he plugged me in to jiu-jitsu and to MMA. And to be honest with you, homie, if it wasn't for that's what bred everything up to where I am now. I did that. I got my black belt like 2.5 years ago in jiu-jitsu and in San Francisco. I fought professionally. I'm 4-2 as a professional. I was 6-0 as an amateur. But that was my outlet. That was my outlet that kept me home. And that was my outlet that gave me that conscience that I was telling you, like, yo, I don't want to do this no more. You feel me? Because I would go, the homies' kids, bro, knew, like, everybody in the hood and everybody around my city knew what I was doing because wasn't nobody doing that. I'm from a little-ass town, only 20 miles east of Oakland. You know what I mean? So, like, it's a little bum-fuck-ass town. Like, ain't really shit coming up out of that. You know what I mean? So I was the only one kind of doing this, and so motherfuckers was fucking with me, the kids was fucking with me, but at the same time, I'm going and I'm seeing my homie, which is just buy his kid something, then he steal it back from him to resell it to come try to bring to, and I can't live like that, you feel me? And I'm peeping this, bro, and I'm taking from the kid that's essentially like giving me all the love that I want, so it's like I don't want to do that shit no more. You
know what I mean? Damn, that shit sound crazy. And it sounds even crazier that you can get up and whoop AD ass right now.
Why y'all whoop my ass? Damn.
You the biggest nigga right here. That nigga fuck your ass me. Up. He'll fuck you up right now.
I don't want no smoke with AD, bro.
I'm handicapped, so I can't help you.
Yeah, you got to get up there and squabble with this nigga. He always want to use that shit.
Nah,
you better
get up
kick
and squabble
this nigga.
He
get up and try to hit me. What the fuck wrong with you?
You fuck AD up, bud.
Fuck you.
But yeah, man, that's what did it though. And you know what's even crazy though, bro, is like now I look back on me and bro, it's hella easy to stay home. Yeah. Bro, it was hella easy the whole time to stay home. Like, I don't know why the fuck I was making it so hard. Like, I really don't. But I did.
So jiu-jitsu, it made you like disciplined. It
nigga,
put that
jiu-jitsu again.
Jiu-jitsu.
Jiu-jitsu.
I caught the first one.
Jiu-jitsu. Yeah.
Sometimes I mumble. That put the motivation in your back. That made you disciplined. That made you know what I'm saying, be aware of what's going on. You feel me? And be fully like capable, feeling in yourself like that feeling you give yourself. Like, man, I'm capable of doing whatever it is I put my mind to.
Nah, you know what? No. In a sense, yeah. But it kind of goes back to like say heart, right? Like, you could get big and strong and you could do all that, right? But heart, like, you either born with it or you're not. You either shit. Got it or you don't. That's one thing that
he
I
don't
have.
Got it.
I've had that shit since a kid, bro. So it's like, it's just certain things open my eyes to certain shit. But realistically though, bro, I would say incarceration and martial arts really like molded a motherfucker into what it, and not to, but yeah, bro, like you gonna learn up in there. Like you gonna mind somebody up in there. You know what I mean? Like, not to say I didn't mind nobody growing up, but it's a little bit easier to rebel growing up, and it's a little easy to do certain things and view things certain ways growing up on the streets. But up in there, boy, you gonna mind somebody. You know what I mean? And you gonna listen to protocol or else it's gonna be a problem.
As far as like when I started, like, it wasn't easy for me to just go grab a pound. You know what I'm saying? And then I
man,
had to
fuck your sticky fingers.
I'm trying to
situation.
Ask
this
nigga.
Hey, look, all he wanna know is, can he come get a strain under you now? That's what he really wanna say. Let's skip straight to the shit.
Hold on, look. I was like, hold on, you know, I'm like, I gotta go get a pound from here. I gotta go get a pound from here. Everybody got these different fucking names. Niggas putting their prices on it. Then I gotta go see about the shit. Then I gotta make sure if it's good or not. I gotta bring a homie with a couple homies with you like, it might get crazy. Because the motherfucker might want to take my money. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Usually I'm getting it, I ain't gonna lie, I'm getting it from the Mexican homies. You black niggas ain't got shit. You feel me? Like, I'm getting it from these niggas. I'm like, hold on, there's 2, 3, 4, 5 niggas behind me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you never know. But they end up being like the coolest motherfuckers ever. But still, I gotta match the prices up and do all of that before you even start getting into cultivating, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you had to get your pounds first from different motherfuckers too, right?
So of course that, but that's one thing I could say I've been lucky enough to have, like, bro, since an early teenager, bro, I've always known cultivators. Bro, out there, like, just like out here, like, it's all weed culture and growing and everything's always been real big out here. It's the same thing at home, except it's smaller up out there. It's like LA hella big, homie. Like, you know what I mean? We got hella small ass cities. Like, Oakland got fucking 600,000 people. Like, what's 600? I think that's one fucking city out here in LA. You feel me? So yeah. So I was lucky enough to know a lot of cultivators growing up. So Yeah, but I've always had the line with different people, whether it be the fire, whether it be some lows, whether it be some in between. Like, so yeah, I've been lucky enough with that, and so yeah, that's pretty much how it went. I would also still to this day, bro, like bag seeds or purchase seeds or whatever, and I go and take it to these people. You feel me? And they are able to do what they can do. They're actually really socially awkward. They don't like dealing with other people. You feel me? Went on and they're good at doing. They like being in that room. Like, I've tried growing, and I've done it for a while, but for me to be inside, because if you want fire, bro, the shit that we want to smoke on, you got to be in that room all day, every day. You got to be touching, breathing, giving these plants this loving energy, bro. Like, that's what you got to do all fucking day if you want this fire. Like, now, if you just want some shit that's going to pay some bills and shit like that, then, yeah, like, you don't take all that. But the shit that I want...
Move the needle.
You know what I mean? That's what you got to do. So they're good at doing that. They don't want to deal with nobody. Hey, I'll deal with somebody. You feel me? So I come through, and that's why it works good. You know what I mean? And still to this day, any I'm always looking to build new bridges, bro. Like, never burn, always build.
How's the politics though in the weed game? Cause there's big motherfuckers out here like Jungle Boys, mm-hmm. Cookies is going. Do motherfuckers ever get in your way?
Bro, it's like it's like high school.
It is.
You feel me? It's like high school. Like, be honest with you, I don't understand it. You feel me? I don't understand it. I from when I was growing up and from things that I seen before, like, motherfuckers would unite. Motherfuckers unite, look out for each other, and try to, like I said, build bridges and try to help each other prosper. And this, it ain't really like that. And you know what, bro? It's cool. Like, you know I mean? You want to be like that? It's cool.
Niggas right. Doing weird shit now, though. I hear motherfucking other companies getting people's Instagram pages.
Bro, I've been dealing
down.
With that. Bro, homie, I had over 80 Instagram pages. Over 80, still right now to this day. Like, bro, like, we're in like 40+K trying to get Instagram back. Like, that's fucking bullshit. How am I even that high trying to pay to get Instagrams back?
That shit,
like,
weak.
That shit's crazy. Like, that's a whole scam and hustle on its own. You feel me? If you could pay to get it back, that means you could pay to get it whacked. Like, you feel me? Like, come on, bro. That's what's going on, and that's some bullshit. But you know what? But at the end of the day, I don't give a fuck, because I've been dealing with that from the start. And if you really think for 1 second that that's what's going to stop me, you got me fucked up.
And that's good that you build a brand that don't have to depend on that and social media to even get the point across. Because when people playing games like that, you know what I'm saying? It could be the smaller guys, but I'm going to keep it G. I think some of these corporate motherfuckers is doing that shit. Like, let me get them out the paint so I can, you know what I mean, slide in and get this shit. This shit crazy, man.
Why you think motherfuckers ain't sticking together, man?
I think motherfuckers just want, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers just want it all kind of for themselves.
Ego!
You know what I mean? That too. You know what I mean? No one, you know the saying, bro, no one ever wants to see them doing better than you type shit. But for me, I never been like that, bro. Like, if you could do better than me, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna be the first motherfucker to shake your hand, because I know I worked my ass off. And so therefore, if you beat me, motherfucker, you been working. You feel me? So I'm gonna be the first one to salute you. I'm gonna be the first one to give it up to you. I'm gonna do all that. But like I said, not everyone's built like me, and I'm okay with that.
Was it just like, were you shocked when you first heard, like, damn, this motherfucker hating on me? I would have never thought.
Yeah, hell yeah. In the beginning, yeah. But now, like, I just laugh. Now, just like the first few times when I would see motherfuckers knock off shit that we would do, use the names that we would use for our shit and little shit like that, I would get offended at first. But now, you know, I mean, I'm flattered.
Let me ask you, how much bootlegging have you had to deal with? And how much money has been lost from the Backpack Boys just off of the fake everything? Because, you know, that's a big-ass market, too. Motherfuckers, they proud. These niggas tell me they proud. Oh, yeah, I bootleg that. I be like, nigga, this shit is crazy now.
Yeah, bro. I can't even put a number on it, but I know it's crazy. I know it's crazy. Bro, downtown L.A. alone. Downtown L.A. got all our bags that we ain't never even thought about coming out with. They got down there with our logos.
Damn.
You feel me? Like, they came out with this whole little Batman, Superman, this other shit. I'm looking, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, you know what I mean? But yeah.
I should buy it. Fuck it.
You know what I mean? That's been going on. You know
that's
mean?
Crazy. That, and it's like, how do you stop that shit?
I don't think you really can.
You can,
know what I mean?
Huh?
At the same token, though, you know what? You know how they say no publicity is bad publicity? You know what I mean? So I just run it with that, because I made the mistake one time of someone had one of these bags, right? They had one of these bags. I tap into them on DM on some shit like, yo, bro, that ain't it. Like, and they got offended. They thought I was playing them, but because they really genuinely thought they bought the right shit, and they was trying to show love. You know what I mean? So when I hit him with that, he thought I was trying to play him. So this motherfucker hit me with a fuck you, it was fire anyway. He told me fuck you, it was fire anyway. So at that point right there, that's when I'm like, you know what? all right, bro.
Let it go.
It's good.
If that,
you feel me?
Like, it's good. Because at the end of the day, it's still big enough to brand.
You know what I mean?
Especially if it's fire.
So it's like, you know what? Fuck it, it's good. If the opportunity ever comes for me to let you know and it's right, I'll do it. But if not, you know what I mean? Motherfucker interviewed me in New York one time, bro. The whole time he's interviewing me, I'm seeing all those bags right there, but they bootleg bags. And I'm looking at him like, I'm thinking in my head the whole time while I'm talking, I'm like, does this motherfucker know that he got some fake ass shit right in front of me right now? Like,
how do you, but damn, how do you, are we having a meeting in the office to, you know, like put a little extra on the marketing, you feel me, and the product so these motherfuckers can't bootleg this shit?
Bro, this is multi-million-dollar business in bootlegging, bro.
That shit is crazy to me.
Yeah, no, they're going to bootleg everything, though, bro. But then on the same token, so a lot of companies, I think they get their packaging done through China, right? So therefore, there's a template that's made through China. So like, bro, you know, China's about to have bread, boy. Like,
yeah, once China get it, it's over. They're gonna sell it. Yeah, they'll sell it.
It's only a matter of time. There's certain ways to delay the process.
Yeah.
But now I see it as like, okay, I know that's gonna come. So let's go to the next one that you're gonna have to take hella long to bootleg. So let's just, and it just forces us to just stay ahead of the game. And that's what we got to do.
Keep changing.
How did you come up with the name Backpack Boy?
So me and my homie first started. He's no longer involved with this. I know he's pissed too. And bro, you come on. I mean, I try to tell you to get with it, and it's your fault. You know what I mean? But if you want, you can call me.
They gonna see the interview. Be you know
what I mean? He gonna go crazy,
bro. Like, but me and him started it. So like I said, at the time I was doing MMA. And that was what my life was about, and that's what I was fully focused on at the time. So I would always be running around with my backpack. I'd have my weed in there. I'd have the shit that I'd be to get my bread. I'd have my extra clothes. I'd have my snacks because I was fighting and I had to make weight, so I can't just eat anything. And so I'd always be running around with my backpack. My lifestyle ended up rolling over into my homeboy that I'm telling you about. So when we ended up going and getting this license that I was telling you about, that Prop 215 license, when we went and ended up doing all that, one day we get back to the crib and I'm just like, yo, like what should we call this shit? And this fool just looked at me hella quick. I mean, I was like, man, what you mean, fool? Backpack Boys. And I'm like, Backpack Boys? He's like, yeah, man, we always got our backpacks and we them boys. And so I was like, bro, that same face you just made? I said, I could fuck with that.
That's hard.
I said, I could fuck with that. And then that was it.
So he made the name up.
Yeah, but my homie did that. I can't sit here and lie to you.
Yeah, come get your money, man. Come with
us. He did.
Hey, come get your money, man. This nigga. Do he be saying that? Like, nigga, I made the name up. Nigga, you owe me some bread.
No, no, you come try if you want to.
Oh, why you bullying my nigga,
nah,
man?
Nah, it ain't even like that. But like, bro, like sometimes it ain't even like that, bro. I love my boy. Like I love him. I got a lot of love for him. But it's awesome. Like sometimes, bro, you guys don't got the same vision. And sometimes, bro, people's visions are not the same. You feel me? Sometimes people maybe like to use certain substances, bro, that maybe slows down your shit. You feel me? Like, and I ain't with all that. You feel me? I'm not with none of that shit, bro. I'm with getting to it. Especially at this point in my life, bro. I ain't had no time to waste. I mean, I'm about to be 40 years old. You feel me? I got a daughter. Like, I ain't got no time to waste.
But as a business partner, did y'all have paperwork in line? Or he just said, fuck it, I don't want to fuck with you no more?
We had paperwork in the sense that we started this Prop 215 service together. It wasn't even a brand. When he stepped away and when we started doing our separate thing, it was minor.
Compared to what it is now.
It was still a delivery service. Mm. Like, it was starting to go. It was starting to go somewhere, and it was starting to go somewhere because of the dots I was connecting with my people in LA, with my people in Detroit, with some of my people in other places. Like, that's what started making him like, yo. And so he was trying to do his thing as well. It didn't necessarily work for him like it was working for me. You know what I mean? And then I got with my people in LA. They're a little bit more on the professional side and started gaming me up on shit that I needed to be gamed up on. We started doing things the right way, and then we started making the step to where we are right now.
As far as business-wise.
As far as business-wise, as far as trademark-wise, as far as all that shit that you got to sign and dot.
Oh, so you went trademarked it and did all the whole little shit.
You did what you was...
Yeah, and you cut my boy out, man.
And really, it wasn't even like my boys that, my people that I linked with in L.A., they started gaming me because, bro, I wasn't aware of all this, bro. I'm not used to doing certain shit like that, you know what I mean? So they put me in, and truth be told, if they wouldn't have did it, it probably still wouldn't even have got done now. I probably would have got played. You feel me? Like,
if he come back right now, would you give him a percentage or would you let him work?
I would try to work something with him. But as far as the percentage, like what? Like what you did? What you did to turn this into what it did?
It's kind of like the McDonald's story. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
y'all had a good system, but y'all couldn't. I took it and made it to what it is today, and why it's still making money today. You know what I mean?
I mean, no, that's like that Facebook meeting. If you didn't come in that room and you didn't believe in this shit, you fucked. Now I know motherfuckers want to come back. You feel me?
So look, check it out. All right, our first number one strain that put us on the map, Lemon Cherry Gelato, right? Okay, so it comes time.
Well, before you start this story, did you make up that name?
Lemon Cherry Gelato?
Yes.
Of course that's made up.
I'm saying, were you the first nigga to use that name?
Yes. Backpack Boys was the first ones to ever use that shit.
So Jungle Boys wasn't?
Never. We made that shit.
So
they know that. I bet you, bro, I ain't going to
So Jungle lie. Boys didn't do that?
I guarantee you, if you were probably to ask them, they would tell you the same thing I'm just telling you. Like, yeah. Yo, like Backpack Boys did that.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, I respect the fuck out of Jungle Boys, bro. Like, they've been doing it a long time. At one point in time, like, they influenced me. And they, even still to this day, bro, they still got fire shit going for themselves and in their own lane. That's what it's all about, bro. Like, we all got our own lanes. Like, we all got our own lanes. And I think that's what people fail to realize. It's like, my lane is my lane. Don't get mad at me for me staying in my lane. Like, you got your lane. I'm like, I ain't tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, but no, that's our shit.
Okay, damn. All right, yeah, you can finish your cherry. Your story.
Finish your cherry.
You can finish your story. Lemon cherry gelato.
So now I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to tell you the story, but now I'm going to ask you the question.
Yeah.
Okay, so boom, it comes time. Boom, you had this seed. You gave it to your cultivator. Boom, it started getting into production to start doing everything that you wanted to do. All right, boom, now it comes time for you to have enough to, you finna drop it now. You finna drop it amongst your peers. All right, you got your first, like, fucking 12 units coming to you, and it's the way that you want it to be, and it's everything, right? You know this is coming. Okay, so now you got to get your packaging, right? This is even at a time, also, bro, where no one really gave a fuck about the packaging. As long as you just had kind of the bag and had the sticker, you could write it on, motherfuckers was cool with it. But when you were getting art on packaging, like, that was a big deal. Okay, so therefore, we wanted to come like that. So, boom, so it comes time, boom, you go to go pay the packaging. All right, so then you go to pay the packaging, and you've been telling your homeboy the whole time, like, yo, it's 6 bands for the packaging. Like, boom, I got to go down to L.A. and go do this. All right, cool, cool, cool. All right, here comes the day where you actually got to go and do it. You like, yo, hey, I'm going to go down there and do it. Oh, shit, bro. I can't just be putting up that amount of bread and not getting no product just on some bags.
You out of here.
So, look, we ain't done yet, though. So, I can't just do that just on that, bro. And I'm going to just put it on bags and I ain't going to get no product. Bro, I just can't. And, bro, it ain't even like a... It ain't even branded. Like, bro, I don't even know motherfuckers gonna fuck with it. This, that. All right, it's good. Don't even trip. Because I'm already sold. Like, I already told this motherfucker. So he don't give a fuck about what's going on over there. I know, Juan, you told me that you're gonna come give me this bread. So, boom. All right, so whatever, bro. So I go do that. Boom. Go knock that out. All right, come back. You feel me? Now... The flower come. The flower's starting to come in, right? Because obviously I got to have this ready before the flower come in. So now I let bygones be bygones. I didn't even really trip, even though I should have tripped harder, but I didn't even really trip. You feel me? So now I'm like, yo, don't even trip. Like, he sees the bag when I get back. Oh, dude, that's dope. This, that. All right, cool. All right, next thing you know, hey, yo, old boy's coming with the units. You feel me? This is what it is. This is your half. You feel me? All right, yeah, it's cool. Cool. All right, cool. This is like maybe like a week and a half before it happens. Okay, and next thing you know, on the day, I get the call. Yo, I'm on the way. I mean, I'm coming from Oakland. There's a little bit of traffic. I'll be about an hour. All right, cool. All right, so next thing you know, hey, yo, he's coming. This is what I need. Woo, woo. Oh, shit, bro.
Oh,
shit, bro. I can't be just putting all that up on one flavor. I can't be putting it all up on one flavor, and it ain't even branded. You feel me? I don't even know if motherfuckers going to fuck with it, bro. I'd rather put it in this, or I know I can maximize my bread. In the other brand, you feel me? In the other brand that we were pushing hard at the time because that was what was number one, you feel me? And that was what was paying a lot of bills, you know what I mean? And, yeah, bro, I just can't do that. What? Like, bro, what you mean? Like, you can't, bro, he's on the way. He's on the way right now.
In an hour.
You feel me? He's on the fucking way. Like, you feel me? And I can't do it. All right, bro, you want to know who's the real one? Moms. You feel me? Moms came through and gave a motherfucker that half and was like, here, mijo, do what you do. You feel me? And we did what we did. And then next thing you know, you feel me? Next thing you know, all of a sudden, motherfuckers start seeing it do good. Now, all of a sudden, yo, you think I could buy like three of them with like three of the packaging? Bro, okay, so now we're gonna go forward. Now I'm asking you.
You cut.
Am I wrong?
No, you ain't wrong.
You feel me?
Hell no, you ain't wrong.
And to be honest with you, there's a few other little stories like that too, but that was the one that broke the fucking camel's back.
I always wanted to ask, when you make a new flavor, how the fuck do you market it? Especially if you don't cultivate and you buying this shit and you letting a nigga grow the shit, how the fuck do you market that flavor and that strand and make all this shit believable to the dispensaries and have that shit go? It's just faith.
Nah, at the time, bro, dispensaries wasn't even like on my eye at the time when this. Like I said, it was Prop 215. The people still ran it. The people were still in control. So you know what I mean? So I didn't even give a fuck about this. I was trying to flood the hood. I was trying to flood the hood. I was trying to flood all that shit. You feel me? Because at the end of the day, I still feel like this, bro. Like the streets influence everything. Bro.
Everything.
Everything, bro. Like that literally influences everything. And on the same token, like, that's kind of where I feel more comfortable amongst that environment than I do going in and talking to somebody in the dispensary. I could do it, and I'm good at it. Don't get me wrong. But I feel like what we're doing is like a little bit more organic for me. Feel me? It's easier to do. You know what I mean? So, but I knew though, bro, like if I get this over there and I get these motherfuckers talking about it and I get these motherfuckers hype about it, it's only a matter of time before it goes over there. And that's what happened.
Like giving it to the ghetto. How are we marketing it? Are we at the club? Are we on the street? Are we calling niggas? I got a new strand. I got a new, see what's up.
So
I'm saying for a nigga that's barely starting.
So I already had a menu. I already had a menu at the time, obviously, because you know me, because like I said, we was a delivery. I already had my set menu that we had passing around. Now, feel me? I add something to the menu. Feel me? And obviously it has our stamp on it at the time, and it's something new to the people, and they're like, yo, like, you feel me? And in my city and in my area, bro, like, I never had that problem. Motherfuckers fuck with me. You mean, I never had that problem. So motherfuckers would come through just on some, like, yeah, fuck it, give me this, but, yeah, man, fuck it, man, let me try it, man. Come on, man, like, love, it's love, you know what I mean? And they try it. And all you need to do is try it, you feel me? And they tried it, and they came back. Man, give me some more of that shit.
Usually that smell get people in, they be smell, oh, I need it.
You know what I
mean? That's it.
And it was just like that.
What's your biggest month you ever made out of this motherfucker, as far as revenue?
I would say probably like the first month we opened the store. The first month we opened the store, it was crazy. Like we did some crazy numbers that month, man. We did some crazy numbers. We paid crazy amount of money in taxes. If the city of LA don't love us, bro, I don't know how you don't. Because we pay the fuck out of y'all, and we do it happily.
How much did you make?
Man, don't let this nigga trick you, man. They go, man, IRS man, gonna be out here.
No,
you know
it's
what I'm
the first month. Let me know.
He gonna get the store shut down.
I need to know this so I can see if I need to quit this motherfucker.
You a cold nigga.
I mean, this bitch, man, right now.
Sticky fingers.
I need a quarter?
Shit, bro.
Two quarters?
I mean, that's on the...
Two quarters?
No, I'm saying that's even, like, you could look back to the day that we opened, homie. Like, a quarter, like... We almost did double a quarter on the day we opened. You know what I mean? Like, we almost did it on the day that we opened, bro. Like, you know what I mean? At the time, I want to say like the record for a cannabis dispensary was like a little over a quarter. You feel me? We had that, I want to say, by like 2 o'clock, all on some like.
Woo!
But look, though, and even go deeper, though, because like we ain't had no Instagram to promote. You feel me? Like, we just had a bunch of solid motherfucker, like, you mean a bunch of solid motherfuckers that fucked with us. We didn't really have too much celebrity shit behind us, you know what I mean? It was just motherfuckers that fucked with the movement, man, and that shit meant a lot to me. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah, the man, to do that without social media right now, and I feel like Instagram is just, it's gone now. It's just bullshit.
It's fucked up.
It's super fucked up. Like the algorithm, we don't even know where it's at. The algorithm is gone. Like, so you, for you to do that shit organically, you know what I'm saying, and open your store like that, nigga, that is crazy. That is super fucking motivational, you feel me, to keep going. And now mom's on your team, everybody on your team. And I want to ask you, like, since your boy gone too, how did you, you know what I'm saying, formulate your, like, solid team to stick together and do that? Because I know you got to have a lot of trustworthy motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know, as far as when it comes to trustworthy people, you know how that goes, bro. Like, you learn every single day. You got to pay attention to who's around you and what's going on, you know what I mean? But as far as right now, it wasn't even planned, bro. Like I said, I met my boys that I come and do a lot of shit with down here. It started up there. Like, you know what I mean? I went and linked them for some OGs at a laundromat in Frisco. You feel me? And then next thing you know, we met and we just, it was one of them ones, like my first time meeting this cat, but we hop in the car. Next thing you know, we in there chopping it for like 2 hours. You feel me? And I'm liking everything he's saying. He's liking everything we saying. And like, we both know we about what we talking about. So at that point, it just turned into like, yo, like, because he has some OG, bro, that no one had at the time in the Bay. It was Billy Kimber. You feel me? I don't know if y'all familiar with Billy Kimber, but at the time, it was Billy Kimber. Nobody had no fire-ass OG with the packaging in the Bay like that. You know what I mean? And the dude that he had kind of running his shit in the Bay, I knew was a bozo. You feel me? I knew he didn't have none of the hustle that I had. So I was like, yo, you know what I mean? Let me do this. These people seem like somebody I want to link up with. And I've been wanting to build a bridge with somebody in L.A. because in order to have a heavy influence in California, you have to have the love of L.A. Mm-hmm. That's a fact. You feel me? And then I'm confident about the Bay and about a little north of that, but like L.A. also is huge, and I always want to be loved up out here, you know what I mean? So I knew I wanted to build that bridge, bro, and so, boom, like one thing just led to another, and that's kind of how it really started as far as with them.
And I feel like, too, we owners and big motherfuckers like y'all got to start coming. Motherfuckers really got to start coming out like Burner, you know what I'm saying? You got to, it's like a producer. You got to be in a video now. You know what I'm saying? When you motherfuckers get out and start talking and y'all getting these videos, y'all doing vlogs and y'all doing this shit, that shit is only just elevating what's going on because people start taking a liking to everything that you're doing, you feel me? Like, and fucking with you. That's really how I would say right now to LA, like, oh, hold on, this nigga, you know what I'm saying? You got an image going. Do you feel like, you gotta have, like, you know what I'm saying, that, you know, image when you walk out, like, yeah, nigga, I'm me, and this is what I'm doing.
You know what? Nah, bro. I just be me. Like, bro, I just be me. It I don't be trying hard. Like, sometimes, you know, when motherfuckers start to try too hard or try to move like that is when they end up fucking up. I just try to stay true to my roots and I just be me, bro. I be me. When it comes time to get like this, I get like this. But truth be told, I ain't gonna lie, bro, like, I just like to be chill underneath the radar, you feel me? Like, and going and just assuring me being home at the end of the night.
See, and you said something earlier. You was like, nigga, home is cool.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm at now. I used to go out every night, and I'm like, that shit weak, man. You don't get nothing fucking done. You don't get time to focus. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's probably when shit really started going good for you. You was like, you know what? You get to really relax, and you get to plan, and you get to really see things for what it really is, man. Outside, man, it's cool every once in a while, but that shit really makes you stagnant, and it really distracts you from your real goals. And you could just kick back for a little while and just focus, and you can make all your motherfucking dreams happen and shit, man.
Facts. You know, so but yeah, bro, I try to stick with that. I try not to ever let the ego come in. I try to always keep my feet to the ground. That was one thing I could say also, bro, with the how martial arts kind of helped me, because it's kind of hard to not be humble and keep my feet to the ground when I'm getting punched in the mouth and getting and like trying to stop somebody from choking me every single day. You know what I mean? So that had a big influence on the way I am, no matter how much things get sweet, bro. Like, I just can never, like, not try to be that dude.
I know a lot of rebrands are starting to fuck with rappers, too. You ever ran into a rapper that you feel like, okay, this nigga's going, you know, he's going to help me out as far as this, going to bring the brand to a whole nother level, and he bullshitted you?
Yeah, bro. I ain't going to lie, bro. sometimes artists are hard to deal with, bro, because they feel really entitled, and, like, they feel like they're responsible for the reason why things may be the way they be, but you know, you just got to kind of know what you're dealing with. I have had those experiences, and I've had good experiences. You know what I mean? So it kind of just all depends on the person. Either one, like if I sense that it's starting to go bad, it's cool. I'm going to do it. I'm going to wash my hands of it the right way. Everyone's going to go on and be happy, and that's going
to
be that.
And shout out, like you said, artists, man. Shout out to my brother, OT Genesis.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? They got the Coco Lotto out right now. You know what I mean?
Smoking on that motherfucker
Smoking on it right now. You got the pair on.
Yes, sir.
Bro, I know you a good nigga, bro, because OT don't like nobody.
You know what, bro?
He don't like nobody. And the first thing he said, you was just, man, you was genuine. Y'all hit it off. Y'all was cool. I was like, yeah, and it's an amazing situation. So I'm going to thank you, too, man, for my brother, man. You feel me? Looking out for him. You know what I mean? But that's dope, man. He said you a dope individual, so I believe it.
Yeah, no, shout out OT. Everything that you had just said, bro, was like to the T in the sense of the organic way that has shout out B as well.
BT.
Bro, that motherfucker was hella cool, bro. Like, he's the complete opposite of what I was saying is the hard motherfucker to deal with, bro. Like, he's hella easy to deal with. He's passionate about what we're doing. And that ultimately right there changes the game. And I ain't gonna lie to you, homie. Like, it makes me even want to go harder for him. Like, you feel me? It makes me want to go harder, and it makes me want to, at the end of the day, like, yo, thank you.
Because, I mean, because essentially, if you a rapper and you make a weed, man, it's not going to fly off the roof. You know what I'm saying? You got to work hard at it and fuck with it. And I'm thinking that when rappers come in and it ain't flying off the roof, and then they see the ending number, niggas like, hold on, what the fuck's going on? You know what I'm saying? And they don't like it. So who's the worst thing you ever worked with?
You know, that's neither here nor there. But, you know what I mean?
What's the initial? Let me figure it out. Which one of you niggas is fucking over the homie, man? No,
ain't nobody fucking nobody over. It's on some, like, ain't nobody fucking, and we definitely ain't doing none of that. That's not how we got to where we are right now, you know what I mean? But, like I said, sometimes people just don't do what they're supposed to be doing, and in the end, you look at it, and you just like, yo, this ain't even worth it.
You got to deal with them egos, that's why.
You know what I mean? So it's like that was kind of really that. But yeah, so now I just try to be real picky and choosy with who we work with. Because at the end of the day, we don't really need it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we don't. It's cool to have, and I like doing it. You feel me? And it's cool. I like touching audiences like that. It's cool. But like I said, I ain't scared to take the stairs.
But when you're messing with an artist or you're messing with anybody and you're doing a collab, how do you go by picking the strand and doing everything? Do you do it, or is the artist involved with the creative and shit like that?
Hell yeah, that's like say with OT. Like, he wanted to be involved. Like, hell yeah, he wanted to be involved. He wanted to be involved. He wanted to know what he's putting out to his people. You feel me? He want, like, and that's what I like. I like to, bro, nothing's going to be a go if they don't give us the thumbs up. If OT and B are not giving us the fucking okay, it is not going to be done. It's not going to be done. And that's just how it is. Like, you know what I mean? That's how we try to do. Before anything that we do, we're going to be transparent on everything. Like, yo, here, how you like this? This cool? What you think about this? And we just want it like that all the way. And that's how you keep the bridge solid.
Off the subject, I want to know, because we've been having a lot of motherfuckers get killed out here in Los Angeles, rappers, you feel me? Unfortunately, but we always say there's a lot of niggas with money out here, you feel me? So you gotta know how to move. It ain't just rappers, you feel me? Like, motherfuckers like you, I mean, you got your chains on, you doing your thing, you feel me? Like, you very successful. So how do you move out here in Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying, doing what you're doing and how successful you are?
I try to move correctly, and I try to move as I should, bro. Like, this ain't no city to fuck with. This is one of them cities, bro, that just on a stop to fucking Roscoe's or on a stop to fucking a liquor store, like, something can pop off.
Straight up.
So I keep that in mind at all times. You feel me? Like, when we came in, when they came and brought us up in here, like, homeboy seen how we were stepping. You know what I mean? So, like, not even, bro, it sucks that it even got to be like that, but it's like,
I like that shit, though. When they told me, I'm like, they know what they're doing.
What did he tell you? They all got guns.
I don't know about that.
Everybody got a gun.
Just know
no!
my homeboys know how to, they know how to, you know, maneuver.
I mean, are you worried because of the shit you see on the internet with no jumper? Because it'd be some bullshit going on up here. You feel like,
we
you
ain't
know
got
what?
The best reputation, right?
Yeah, we don't got a cool reputation up here, my nigga. So, I mean, or is it just like, that's how you move on a regular?
I mean, bro, at this point, that's what it got to be no matter where I'm at. Like, Oakland and San Francisco are a very dangerous place as well.
Oakland is cracking.
You feel me? Like, I gotta move militant no matter where I'm at. You feel me? And now it's even on some shit like, this is what kind of fucks up my head sometimes. It's like, I could go in somewhere and, like, I don't know who the fuck they are, but it could be like, yo, like, that's that motherfucker right there. Like, follow this motherfucker. Like, you feel me? It go down just like that. You know what I mean? So I'm moving around, stepping everywhere I go, with that in my mind. Yeah, I don't give a fuck, bro. Motherfuckers tell me I be tripping sometimes, and yeah, I'm tripping.
You ain't tripping.
No, but I'm saying, but like, yeah.
You
like,
doing what you supposed to do to make it home.
So it's like, whatever.
I mean, but you be having that guard up. I mean, if a motherfucker approach you, because I know motherfuckers are still fans, but you don't know who to trust and who what to do out here.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I try to keep guard up even when I'm at home, homie. Like, you know what I mean? Even at home, like, I never try to get too comfortable. Like,
even with your kids?
Nah, I mean.
Get your ass off me. Nigga, damn. Nigga got his guard up now with his kids.
Nah, I mean it in the sense of like when you step out the door. Like when you step out the door, you don't know what's going on. Like, you know what I mean? You don't know what's going on. As soon as you step out of that, it ain't no difference to like when you step out that cell, it's cracking. Like, you don't know what's going on. It's just like that. You step out that front door, it's fair play. Because there is no fair play. You know what I mean?
Were you in any riots in jail?
My first day ever stepping foot in the joint, there was a riot in the chow hall. I was a newbie, like literally my first day ever in the joint in San Quentin. There was a riot, and I ended up going to the hole my first day up in there. So my cellie ended up leaving his piece underneath the sink in just plain view. You know what I mean? By the time we all get stopped and sprayed, we walking back up to, they taking us back to our cells. They got all my shit taped off and locked up. And I look, and I just see something underneath my sink. And then I look, and then I look at my cellie, and he just looking at me like, you know what I mean? I'm just like, motherfucker. He was on a 90-day op, so he was about to go home regardless. You know what I mean? So that was my first day ever, long story short. So yeah, that was that, and that's how that transpired.
That's was that a race riot?
It was. I mean, bro, that's how it is up in there. It is. Like, you know what I mean? Like that's
so
how it is.
So when you got out, do you feel like, you know what, that just changed my mind? I ain't with really none of that bullshit.
I ain't never been with that shit. I ain't never been with that shit. I'm actually even kind of glad that you just said that right now, bro, because this is on some like if you know shit, but it's like, bro, I don't, I'm completely respectful, and I completely fucking don't got no grudges towards nobody. Like, you know what I mean? I'm from the Bay Area. I'm from where I'm from. But outside of that, I got love for everybody, bro. And I ain't never stepped any way but that. Like, you could look me up in any way from back in the day, but I ain't never stepped disrespectful to anybody down here, to any race down here, and I never will, bro, because I've been in situations where, like, some people that necessarily other people think that I ain't supposed to be cool with are hella cool. You feel me? And I get to the hole, and they the ones telling me like where my people are. And they the ones hitting me with a package in the beginning when I don't got shit before my people can't hit me. You feel me? So, like I said, if you know, you know, and I hope you catch what I'm throwing, but ain't nothing like that up over here, bro. I got nothing but love for every group segment that's about there, bro.
Is it politics still on the street? I know, especially because you really get money. Is motherfuckers hitting you, you know what I'm saying, still trying to politic on you and trying to do any of that shit?
Nah, bro, like, you know, like, I would say, like, hey, I got more family calling me now, trying to ask me for some bread, you know what I mean? They try to act like they're going to pay me back, but I already know they going to try to, you know what I mean? But, nah, you know what I mean? I'd probably say I get hit up for bread more by my family than anybody, or, like, the people that I love.
What's the most money a nigga ever asked you for, your family member, before we get up out of here?
I ain't not an amount of money, but they asked me to buy them a house and they pay me back.
Oh, damn.
Ask me that one.
That mean you a good nigga. That mean it's a possibility you might.
The hell?
It got to be a possibility in your head.
They're like, Juan, this is property in Calabasas. I'll pay you back in 40 years.
And then worst come to worst, I'll just turn it over in your name.
Like, what?
Hell no, I don't want that shit. I don't want that fucking shit that you telling me about. I'm not doing that. You even telling me that is already making me fishy. Get the fuck out of here.
So the cousin that asked that, nigga, you already know, you know what I'm saying?
Your Airbnb dreams is done.
Yeah, it's done, nigga. Eddie will whoop your ass. You already know that, so you probably said that shit over the phone.
I was really thinking that, too. Yeah. I'm like, I don't want to have to whoop your ass over this shit, man.
Have you ever had to whoop anybody ass, like, really? Because you UFC niggas. Is niggas trying you still?
Nah, you know what's crazy? It's, bro. Like, I don't never really be having no problems, bro. One thing that I could say, because... And, like, my ear's fucked up. Obviously, I got headphones on right now, but my ear's fucked up. So, I think, to be honest with you, bro, that gets me out of a lot of situations that I don't even realize is about to happen. Because nowadays, people are knowledgeable about what a fucked up ear is. You feel me? So, I think sometimes that gets me out of some shit. But if not, cool. But yeah, nah, bro. I've been like, and I like, bro. You see how I am, bro. I ain't with that shit. Like, I don't got an ego. I ain't nothing. But like, if we getting disrespectful, I still try to. Whoa, but like, you know, it comes time when a man got to be a man. But I ain't looking for all that.
Why do niggas fuck that cartilage up in their ear?
It's usually from grappling, you know what I mean? Because like you do a lot of hand fighting, or like when you're in headlocks, my ears are going back and forth.
You got the cauliflower.
Yeah, so therefore the fucking cartilage breaks, and when the cartilage, it's like your ears like that. The cartilage breaks and it gets filled up with fluid, blood. So therefore it bubbles up and obviously it's skin. So like each part, like blood and fluid will get more in some spots, and that's how that little fucked up shape starts to happen. Oh. And that's what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, but. I'm glad we spoke with you, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely inspirational young man doing his thing. Backpack Boys, my boy Juanito out here doing his thing. Love you, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas stop bootlegging the homie shit, you feel me? He got more to come anyway, you know what I'm saying? I like creative motherfuckers. You know, with a creative motherfucker, you always create more.
Bring that sticky fingers bullshit back for the homie,
yeah,
man.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Make my homie dream come true,
I was
true,
trying
man.
To make a million off the shit. I seen it, you know what I'm saying? I didn't have a team to go with Division, but I seen that shit, man. But anything you want to shout out to the people or anything you got coming up?
Man, just shout out anyone that fucks with us, and if you don't, you know what I mean? Maybe one day you will. If not, it's okay. But shout out the whole 5 Point Squad. Shout out my boy BT, OT Genesis, Coco Lotto in stores right now. Go pick it up. You know what I mean? Shout out, you know what I mean? Shout out No Jumper. Shout out y'all, motherfuckers.
Yeah, No Jumper. You feel me? Make sure y'all go see Back on Fig. The community is doing their thing. Don't worry about nothing. At the end of the day, every Wednesday, you feel me?
SoSoRella.com.
Yeah, if you want something for the ladies, SoSoRella.com. Make sure y'all log in, man. And we gone. We out.